Hello, and welcome to Seikahan Global Reactions. Today, the Japanese summer that startles even travelers fresh from a European heat wave and where it leaves the country's tourism. First, the situation in one breath. On July 20th, 2026, Japan's meteorological agency declared the rainy season over across the Kanto and Tokai regions. That same day, central Tokyo reached 36.1 degrees, the year's first extremely hot day. And right now, Japan is full of visitors, including travelers who just came through Europe's summer where temperatures ran near 40 degrees. On travel forums, one line keeps coming up. Europe at 40 is easier than Japan at 35. If that is true, why? There are three questions worth holding on to. 1. Why does the Japanese summer feel hotter than the temperature reading suggests? 2. Why does that heat fall hardest on travelers? 3. How will this heat reshape travel in Japan? Let's take them in order. Let's lay out what happened. On July 20th, when the rains lifted, about 250 locations logged an extremely hot day, the most this year. That label, extremely hot day, means a high of 35 degrees or more. Central Tokyo hit 36.1. The national high, 39.4 degrees, came in Katsunuma in Yamanashi Prefecture. The rainy season ended one day later than the long-term average, and a full 22 days later than last year, a late start to summer. And because it arrived late, the heat set in all at once. The human toll widened too. Emergency transports for heatstroke more than tripled from the week before. According to the Fire and Disaster Management Agency, 4,580 people nationwide were rushed to hospital for heatstroke in the week starting July 6th. 7 deaths were confirmed across 5 prefectures, including Nagano and Shimane. People aged 65 and older made up more than 6 in 10 of those cases. Now the wider picture. This year there is a flow of people from a scorching Europe into a summertime Japan. Across Europe, heat waves near 40 degrees came one after another from early summer. Dangerous heat has become a familiar experience for Europeans as well. And now those very travelers, who know a European summer, are walking through a Japanese one. On travel forums, the warnings are not about the temperature number. They are about the humidity and about sightseeing on foot. From here, the mechanics. In truth, heat can't be measured by temperature alone. Japan's Environment Ministry uses a metric called the Heat Index, or WBGT, to guide heatstroke prevention. It combines air temperature with humidity and solar radiation, and of those, the factor with the largest effect on the body is humidity. The human body cools itself through the heat lost when sweat evaporates. When humidity is high, sweat can't evaporate, and that cooling system starts to fail. The fact that Japan maintains a separate index at all is a sign that its heat can't be captured by temperature alone. So a dry 40 degrees and a 33 degrees at 80% humidity put a different kind of strain on the body. A short outing in a dry region and a full day of walking through heavy humidity load the body in different combinations. On top of that, in Japan's cities, the temperature at night often never drops below 25 degrees, what's called a tropical night. That leaves little time to recover from the day's heat. And then the style of sightseeing lands on top of that heat. A traveler's day stacks up the strain. Most visitors funnel onto what's called the Golden Route, running from Tokyo past Mount Fuji to Kyoto and Osaka. Walk from the station to the sites, tour temples and castles, wait in lines, moving between outdoors and indoors from morning to night, day after day. Locals can cut back on going out during the hottest hours, but travelers try to work through a packed itinerary in a limited number of days. Skip it today because it's hot. That is the hardest choice for a traveler to make. And Kyoto sits in a basin that traps heat, while sites like Osaka Castle involve a long outdoor walk from the nearest station. Now, how Reddit reacted. News of Japan's heat drew comments from people who have felt both. The most telling came from someone who says they lived in both cities for more than 5 years. London at 37 or Tokyo at 35? I take London every time. That humidity is insane. Another recalled a first visit, sweating harder than ever before the moment they stepped out of the airport. The testimony clustered around humidity and the night. One comparison. Fukuoka runs 97% humidity as a matter of course, while the hottest place in Britain right now is 47%. Another. Britain at least has the relief of cool nights, but in Kyushu the night falls only 2 or 3 degrees. And one report. Last night in my part of Saitama, it was still 32 degrees at 11 p.m. In a thread asking why the nights stay so hot, the answer people settled on was concrete that stores heat, combined with the humidity. On the other side, people described a saving grace that feels particular to Japan. The testimony of a refuge network, ducking into convenience stores, underground malls, and station buildings as you walk. One voice. Back home, there's nothing like that, so walking this heat without convenience stores would just be torture. And set against a Europe where many homes have no air conditioning, one person noted, at least in Japan, there's air conditioning. Now for the core of this video. The thing to compare is not the temperature, it's the total strain by the end of the day. A life where you step outside briefly in a 40-degree city versus a trip where you walk all day through a humid 35-degree one. That is the real comparison. Heat strain builds up as a product. Hours spent outdoors, distance walked, whether you can cool down on breaks, and whether yesterday's fatigue clears. On temperature alone, Europe's heat wave wins, but measured by the strain the body has banked by day's end, a day of Japanese sightseeing ranks among the harshest. That said, how it feels varies enormously with where you're from. As one traveler put it, arriving in Fukuoka from Thailand and finding it comfortable, for people from Southeast Asia, this is a familiar climate. For people from Europe, it's an unfamiliar strain. So the claim that a Japanese summer is hell for everyone, and the claim that I was fine so it's overblown, both miss the reality. There's one more thing that gets overlooked. Being a safe country and having safe outdoor sightseeing in summer are two different things. Japan has earned a reputation as clean, safe, punctual in its transit, and easy to travel even alone. That reassurance is a real tourism asset. But compared with that sense of security, the risk of summer heat doesn't reach travelers in a form they can build an itinerary around. There may be a warning that it's hot, but heat so severe you can't fit in, afternoon sightseeing is hard to picture without having lived it. So should you avoid a Japanese summer? Not necessarily. There are solid reasons to come in summer. There are experiences you can only have in summer, like festivals and fireworks. In countries where school holidays cluster in summer, a family trip effectively means July or August and nothing else. The mistake isn't coming in summer. It's trying to run a spring or autumn itinerary at the same hours. More useful than asking whether to avoid it is asking, in what order and at what hours to move through the same sites. On to the third question. How does heat reshape travel? In fact, heat and crowding point to the same prescription. The classic Tokyo to Osaka route had a crowding problem long before the heat. Lines at popular spots and packed buses lengthen the very time you spend under the blazing sun. In a crowded destination, even the freedom to escape the heat is limited. Heat and crowding amplify each other. Turn that around, and dispersing travel to the regions can offer relief from crowds and cooler weather at the same time. Signs of the shift are starting to show in the numbers. In 2025, foreign overnight stays rose 5.1% in the three major metro areas, but 19.1% in the regions. In a private survey across 35 countries and territories, 55% said they had canceled a trip because a destination was too hot. One booking site named this year's trend heat avoidance travel and reported rising searches for cooler highland resorts. Still, the regional growth has tangled causes, like new bullet train extensions, so you can't call it travel seeking cooler air for certain. And a caveat is needed. Even cool resorts get extremely hot days, and their capacity to host visitors has limits. Even so, a route that policy struggled to move now has room for a new motive, the traveler's own wish to stay cool. One last point. This is not only about foreign tourists. A summer family trip touring sites all day with kids, or a packed visit back to one's hometown, sits in the same structure, a tight schedule to work through. You can read visitors' accounts as outside eyes putting into words a strain that those of us living here overlook out of habit. The remark that it's a surprisingly long walk from station to destination is something a parent pushing a stroller or an elderly person with a cane feels every summer too. Time to wrap up. The summer of 2026 is showing even travelers fresh from a European heat wave that Japan's heat is a different animal. Heat and humidity you can't read off a thermometer, and a style of sightseeing that keeps you walking from morning to night. That combination is the real gait of a Japanese summer. The question being asked is whether a trip can be designed with time to cool down built into it. It tests whether both travelers and hosts can judge the heat across a whole day's itinerary, rest and recovery included. Finally, what to watch from here? The twin problems of heat and crowding point to the same prescription, dispersing travel across the country. Travelers, destination choices, tour operators, packages, and a shift of opening hours toward mornings and evenings, which moves first, will be tested over the years starting this summer. The full analysis and more reactions are on our blog, Sekehan. The link is in the description. Thanks for watching.